KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Coming up on KOMO News.
I'm Ryan Harris with the Seattle City Council's call to work respectfully with the mayor and police chief to change the way they help people.
Plus traffic and weather on the fours after ABC News. It's 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. After 3 hours of negotiations, White House officials and congressional Democrats are still far apart on a new COVID-19 economic relief package.
We have some further exchange of paper to be clarified to see if we can find some further common ground, but we're very far apart. It's most unfortunate.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, tomorrow could be a make or break day for negotiations. The latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University say there are more than 19 million confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide. Briefly, one of them was Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, tested positive before he was to meet with President Trump. When tested this evening, DeWine was negative. The pandemic has forced courts in a hard-hit state to close again.
As parts of California deal with COVID-19 increases, federal courts here in L.A., Orange and Riverside counties announcing they are reclosing over COVID-19 worries. Courthouses will be closed to the public. No jury trials will be held in civil or criminal cases. All appearances in civil cases will be by phone or video. The court saying jury trials would put jurors, defendants, attorneys, and court personnel at risk. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A federal judge ordering everyone at an immigrant detention center in California to be tested. Joe Biden offering an explanation of this comment he made today.
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee says in no way did he mean to suggest the African-American community is a monolith. President Trump signed an executive order tonight banning U.S. companies from any kind of transactions with ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok. It takes effect just after the deadline for the company to be purchased by a U.S. company or cease operations. You're listening to ABC News.
Blitz. It's the election book everyone is talking about. David Horowitz's Blitz is a number one Amazon and New York Times bestseller. Mike Huckabee says if everyone read Blitz, Trump would win. Blitz reveals Trump's secret strategy and predicts big surprises this summer. Donald Trump Jr. calls Blitz the playbook for victory. Get Blitz at bookstores or see Newsmax's free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. gohernext.com.
The acting head of the Department of Homeland Security testifying about the use of federal agents in American cities.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf defending the decision to send federal agents into cities like Portland during sometimes violent demonstrations.
Federal Protective Service asked for additional law enforcement backup. They were being overmatched.
Wolf told members of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs that the agents were sent to Portland to protect the city's federal courthouse.
We had to protect a federal courthouse that was being set on fire each and every night.
He again criticized local leaders for not doing enough to tamp down the demonstrations. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
President Trump is still considering an unprecedented convention acceptance speech location.
Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden will be giving his remote convention speech from his home state of Delaware. As for President Trump,
I have three or four choices. One is the White House. But we have three or four choices. We'll be announcing it over the next week or so.
Members of the president's own party are concerned delivering his speech from the White House could be a violation of the Hatch Act, which bars government employees from using official authority to interfere with the outcome of an election. Inez de la Gutera, ABC News, Washington.
Windsor Castle, one of the official residences of Britain's Queen Elizabeth, is opening its East Terrace Garden to the public for the first time in more than 40 years. This is ABC News.
KOMO News Time, 8:04, and our KOMO traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Tama Fulton.
We have a new crash in Seattle on East Cherry Street at 16th Avenue East. There are emergency crews on the scene partially blocking that intersection. Still watching a crash in Seattle on northbound 5 at Albro Place, partially blocking that exit. And in Seattle, still watching as the 85th Street exit from northbound 5 is partially blocked by a crash. Our next Como traffic at 8:14.
Shannon O'Donnell has your Como forecast.
Well, hi there, everybody. Heading into our Thursday night, wrapping up the last of the scattered showers. Sure was a touch of autumn out there today, but we'll brighten and blue up the skies all over again for our Friday. Wrapping up the work week with some sunshine and highs in the 70s. By the weekend, more of the same. Slim chance for a few sprinkles near the Canadian border on Saturday, but otherwise brighter and warmer with highs in the 70s both afternoons. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
This hour, 60 degrees in Seattle.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Como Evening News.
Como News Time 8:05. Art Sanders and your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Changing the way Seattle police work can be done with respect. And city council leaders also say those changes can better help people. Details from Como's Ryan Harris.
Council President Lorena Gonzalez says now that the council has unified on a position, they can work with Mayor Jenny Durkin and Police Chief Carmen Best without, quote, tearing each other down. Gonzalez says communities of color are disproportionately affected by homelessness and every other system in our society.
We have allowed law enforcement to creep into issues that law enforcement shouldn't be dealing with in the first place.
Gonzalez and Councilmember Tammy Morales say the navigation team has a dismal record of helping people off the streets, so they've called for millions of dollars to shift to community organizations with better success rates. The mayor's office says she and the chief believe SPD must transform, but that unattainable and unworkable ideas are the wrong approach. Ryan Harris, Como News.
The governor has released a safe start plan specifically for nursing homes and other care facilities so people can visit their loved ones during the pandemic. Among other requirements, facilities must first show they've had no new COVID cases for at least 28 days. Then they can enter phase one, which includes outside in-person visits. Governor Inslee says the plan has four phases, like the plan for counties to reopen, but they are not the same.
Areas with higher disease transmission rates would keep a facility at an earlier phase, even if the other criteria is met. So it's a two-track or two doors you have to walk through, essentially, to move to the next phase.
Facilities must also have a 14-day supply of PPE on hand and the ability for testing. Plan takes effect next week. The death toll from COVID-19 in the U.S. could nearly double this fall unless more people wear masks, according to the health researchers in Seattle. Como's Sue Romero reports.
Data from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the UW shows those grim predictions becoming reality by December. But researchers also say that scenario could be prevented and nearly 70,000 lives saved if 95% of people in the U.S. consistently wore masks. Dr. Christopher Murray says more people in states with large outbreaks like Texas and Florida do wear masks.
And that does create this potential for things going up, stabilizing, and then coming down, people becoming less vigilant and then going up again.
He says if no additional precautions are taken, Washington could be one of 22 states that would need to reimpose mandates like staying home sometime this fall. Sue Romero, Como News.
Hard hit Pierce County sees another big jump in newly reported coronavirus cases. 123 new cases of COVID-19 reported there today, as well as five new deaths. All of those who died ranging in age from their 50s to 90s, all described as having suffered from underlying health conditions. And the Department of Health reports 866 new COVID-19 cases in the past day for a total of 60,917. There have been 1,653 COVID-19 deaths in Washington so far, 29 more than yesterday. Facebook is extending its work from home program into next summer.
The social media giant operates a large contingent of software engineers here in Seattle, but the ongoing pandemic has forced many, if not most of them, to work from home. Now, according to GeekWire, they're being given the option to telecommute until July of 2021. Facebook is not the first, however, as Amazon, Zillow, and others have ordered employees to work from home well into next year. Jeff Pogela, Como News.
Washington's first-time unemployment claims were were down more than 13% last week, with overall claims down more than 3%. But the Employment Security Department still has the big job of clearing out more than 29,000 unpaid claims. James Fry says he filed in April, so he should have been cleared with the group completed last week, but he has now been 15 weeks unpaid.
They really need to work on the oldest first, and it gets into a priority whether it needs to hire more people. You know, they could still, on some of these that aren't fraudulent, not worried about identity. I've already cleared my identity. They could pay these claims.
We have reached out to ESD for comment, and we're waiting to hear back. The commissioner has said that they are hiring more people and are working to get their time to resolve claim issues down to a few weeks. Como News Time is 8:10, and from the Como Sports Desk, plenty of big names in contention at golf's first major tournament of the year. Let's find out more with Como's Bill Swartz.
Yes, normally the PGA Championship is the last major, but this is by no means a normal year. Coronavirus guidelines in San Francisco preventing spectators from being on the Harding Park course. 2015 winner Jason Day, the early clubhouse leader at 5 under par, one clear of a big group that includes Justin Rose and two-time champion Brooks Koepka. And there's Tiger Woods opening with 2 under par. 68, thanks in part to a new putter.
Well, I've been messing around with it for better part of over a year, and it's a little bit longer than my original one, and which makes it a little bit easier on my back. I was able to spend more time practicing.
It was a Mariners matinee at T-Mobile Park, and the L.A. Angels prevailed 6-1. They took 2 out of 3 in the series. Daniel Vogelbach homered for Seattle, his first of the season. 5-9 M's take on the Colorado Rockies tomorrow night in Seattle. In the WNBA, the Seattle Storm had a big first quarter on Atlanta, but the Dream roared back to take a one-point lead. Seattle had to make a lot of free throws down the stretch to hold on 93-92. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.